Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Here on Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero. For the workday afternoon on International Women's Day, we spotlight a senior executive in AstraZeneca to find out how she rose to the occasion during the COVID years as a woman in STEM. That's next on Health Suites with Money FM 89.3.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Today I'm joined on the phone by Joe Feng, Area Senior Vice President, Asia, AstraZeneca. We get a better understanding of the challenges women in senior leadership roles in the field of science face and how she rose above it to thrive amid the pandemic years of COVID. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hi, Clarissa. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely, our pleasure, and happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
All right, now let's get into it. Perhaps you can start by giving us an overview of what you do at AstraZeneca.
Yeah, thanks. This is Joe Feng. I'm the Senior Vice President of AstraZeneca in Asia area. So Asia area is the Asia, which including lots of the country and the market, just like South Korea, Taiwan, India, and lots of the Southeast Asia countries. I'm based in Singapore, and I have joined the company for more than 18 years in AstraZeneca. And my job is to bring companies innovative medicine and a solution to the patients in Asia, and also contribute on the healthcare ecosystem to help the patients here.
All right, 18 years is a long time to be with companies, so I'm going to assume that you started at the bottom and climbed your way up.
That's true. Actually, I started my role at AstraZeneca as the brand manager for respiratory products. That was 18 years ago in China.
All right. Now, in your current role as a senior female leader in the STEM space, maybe you can tell us what is the biggest challenge you have faced and how you overcame that.
Yeah, that is a very good question, because let me to reflect, you know, what has happened in the past, you know, 2 years during pandemic. Actually, that is my biggest, you know, challenge in my career life. New to Asia area, and lots of the uncertainty, like lots of the people who faced during the pandemic. And at that time, you know, my biggest challenge was how to make sure our employees safe, how to make sure the supply to the market, especially with the AstraZeneca collaboration with Oxford, how to supply our vaccine to the people in Asia. So actually, that is the biggest crisis, I would have to say. Mm-hmm. And especially at that time, you know, AstraZeneca, we are an innovative, you know, pharma company. But however, our experience on vaccine area actually is quite limited. But however, you know, I think, you know, we did quite well with a diverse of the team. We have the people, even with vaccine experience or without the vaccine experience, people from the different world, like from Europe, from with the flu vaccine experience, or from Australia. So we have such a diverse team and very committed to our mission, and our purpose is to bring the vaccine to more countries in Asia area. So I think, you know, eventually, I think it's so far AstraZeneca in global, we have delivered 2.6 billion doses of AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine to more than 170 countries. And two of the third, actually, we delivered to the low-middle-income country, including Asia area. And we know that, you know, this vaccine have saved more than, like, you know, 50 million COVID-19 infections, more than 5 million hospitalization, and actually we have saved more than 1 million people's lives in the world, which is very rewarding to our team. But I think when I think about how did I overcome this one, so I think my key learning is actually two points. One is about the strong purpose, because all the people, we feel the mission was calling us to do the extra job, stretch ourselves, you know, 16, 18 hours a day, with lots of the additional communication to the global team as well as our operation team, and also all the governments in the different markets in Asia, to make sure that, you know, we can deliver and supply equitable vaccine at the cost level during the pandemic. And the second one is that, you know, I was so lucky because I have a very strong team with all the diverse, you know, background. So people challenge each other for the best of the job. So I think that is my key learning in the past 2 years, my biggest, you know, challenge moment in AstraZeneca.
All right. Now, there's so much to unpack there, but what I actually zoomed in on is your use of the word diverse. Now, we are celebrating International Women's Day today. And there is a lot of conversation around, you know, gender bias in the workplace for women. But I would imagine that at AstraZeneca, particularly in the last 2 years, because you had a common purpose, you were trying to fight this deadly virus, it didn't matter what your gender was. It just took everybody's skill sets, whether you were a man or a woman, to get it done. Would you say that was correct?
Absolutely correct. I think, you know, I mean, Clarissa, I think, you know, your summary actually absolutely correct, you know, for AstraZeneca, but not only for the pandemic time, but also for the normal business time, because, you know, AstraZeneca, our focus is to deliver the innovative medicine and the solution to the best service of the patients. Then for the innovation idea, it needs like the diverse of the workforce, because only the workforce with the diverse background, the diverse experience, they be able to think differently and be able to challenge and finally come out with the breakthrough of the idea. So I think innovation is the core of the company. But I think to make sure the diverse of the workforce, I think, you know, we put like a women as a very heavy agenda on the company's, you know, inclusion and diversity agenda. Mm-hmm. So I give you some numbers. So for example, 2021, in Asia area, in my territory, we have about 44 female employees, and we have 41% of the senior management group, they are female. According to the hire, we have hired like more than 59%, they are female. And during the like a promotion, we have 57 of the women, they get a promotion in the past of the 2021. So I think, you know, so this is a very important, you know, KPI we are tracking, but I think we have the more than female part, because I think, you know, inclusion, diversity, it's not only about the female agenda, but it's all about like we bring the different kind of people together, mm-hmm, to work for the same purpose and generating the different ideas. So different ideas more important to have the innovative, you know, idea. But of course, I mean, women is a very important agenda. We also put a lot of attention to encourage our people to be able to speak up if they feel something wrong, if they have any good idea. We encourage our people to speak up. That's also very important to have the inclusive leader to allow people to feel safe and empowered to speak up in the company. So I think, you know, that is also a very good learning from myself, you know, because I joined, you know, 180 reverse mentoring starting from 2021. So the company paired with me with some young generation of our employees. Some of them, they are brand manager or the medical science liaison or the sales manager. So during the conversation, actually, I got a lot of additional information to know our people better and then have the better communication or solution and decision-making in the company. So I think, you know, encourage the inclusion and diversity agenda. We need a device of the workforce, and we also need an inclusive leader to make sure that people feel safe and be themselves in the workplace.
It's interesting what you're saying. Let me expand on that. You are Asian, I am Asian, and as women, you know, as we're growing up, we're not necessarily encouraged to speak up and have confidence to share our ideas. We may be intelligent, but, you know, there was probably some cultural upbringing for both of us that said, maybe you don't want to speak so loudly in a room. How do you get over that? How do you get over being Asian and told women shouldn't, you know, be so assertive about our ideas? Because that's important that we are.
Yeah, I think, you know, we cannot, you know, absolutely, we cannot ignore who we are, you know, right? So, but also I feel very, you know, inspired during the time, my first, you know, international assignment from China to U.S. in the global headquarters. Mm-hmm. At that time, I was quite nervous because I'm not quite sure whether I can do a good job, you know, in the new country, new environment, new therapeutic areas. At that time, I have my line manager, he's American, and I asked him, you know, David, what's your advice, you know, to me if I move to work in the U.S. in the global headquarters for the first time? His answer was very simple, be yourself.
Right.
So I always remember that term is that, you know, we need to trust ourselves, be confident, and be ourselves even during the workplace. I mean, I understand, you know, there is like an Asia woman, normally humble, introvert, not quite sure whether we should speak up. Sometimes if we feel it's not a familiar people, we are quite hesitant.
Mm-hmm.
So I always remember that term when I work in the U.S. And lots of time I feel that is absolutely correct because I can join the discussion, express myself, be bold, you know, especially when you are facing, when I was facing a lot of the strangers, colleagues, new colleagues in the global side. But that works for me. So I think, you know, it's everyone have the different stage, but I think it's, as a woman employee working the STEM, I think, you know, we need to do a good job, be confident. When there is an opportunity, we just take the opportunity and also do our best. As a company, I think as a company, we need to build a very good environment to allow the women to really have a good, you know, development opportunity. As a leader, we need to be inclusive to build like a psychological safe, you know, for the all the employees, not only the women, because men can also be very introvert, you know, as well. So I think, you know, this is the agenda of the inclusion diversity. In AstraZeneca, we have lots of the campaign to educate or emphasize, you know, about this one. And we also have, you know, every year the employee survey to make sure that, you know, people's, you know, voice could be heard. For example, whether they are happy to speak up, whether they feel leadership communication is good enough, whether they feel like inclusion, diversity agenda, we are doing the good progress. But I think this is like a very important part, you know, that, you know, I think women in Asia working in the STEM area, I think we need to be confident. We are good. We are confident. And we can be ourselves, you know, in a company like AstraZeneca, because the company put like an inclusion and a diversity agenda on the table and very much like a highlighted that in the routine work.
I love what you just said. You said, be confident, be bold. That's all I heard, actually. Because those were very important messages. We have to be confident. We have to be bold. It doesn't even have to be just in STEM. Wherever we women work, we have to be confident. We have to believe that we're good enough. And then we have to be bold.
Absolutely. Totally agree with your point.
All right. Now, I think that, and this is a personal opinion, I think that women are actually naturally, potentially very good at STEM. But in Asia, there has been a long time where women were not necessarily encouraged to study STEM. Now in Singapore, that has changed. Our government, our education system is doing everything possible to get more women into STEM. What do you think we can do to encourage more of our young girls to join you in STEM?
Oh, wow, Clarissa. I'd love to see more young girls, you know, who can choose to study or work in the STEM in future. I think, you know, definitely because women can change the world, you know, right? I think what is changing comparing with like 10, 20 years ago, not only Singapore, but also the other Asia markets I saw. And we see like a woman playing more and more important role in lots of the STEM area. Taking the COVID-19 as an example, actually, do you know like Sarah Gilbert, who is the co-creator of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine? She, together with another 6 female scientists who did a great job in the COVID-19 vaccine or treatment in the last year, they got like a Barbie dolls, like their image, own image of the Barbie dolls last year. You see, like, you know, I mean, the STEM is not like the areas you cannot see the women. There is a lot of the successful like a scientist, female scientist, they get recognized for their scientific, you know, contribution. And today we also see more women serving on boards as well. So I believe the women have the potential to do a great job in the STEM area, just like lots of the female scientists, female engineering in the world who have really done a great job. And to be honest, you know, I think this is also very important for an innovative company like AstraZeneca, because how can you get all the new innovative ideas with like a single male employees, you know, right? So I think, like I said before, we need like a diverse of the workforce to make sure that people can challenge each other and come back with the different ideas. Then we can really have the breakthrough of the solution to help better serve our patients. But of course, that company need to do more to encourage the diversity and inclusion agenda. But I think, you know, I would love to see more women studying and working in the STEM area and change the world together with men.
Absolutely. I don't think we can do it ourselves. I think we need to work with the men, or they need to work with us, depending on how you look at it.
After all, it's only like a man or female in the world.
Right? I mean, it's two halves of the same whole, really. We need to work with each other for us to
Absolutely.
Get the best solutions. Now, it is International Women's Day, and you are a successful woman. What would you like to say to fellow women today?
I think, you know, for the thanks, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm not that kind of successful, to be honest. You know, I feel like I can do more. I can contribute more in future, especially better serve, you know, our patients, you know, in Asia area. I think, you know, for my fellow women leader, women workers, I want to say, do a great job, you know, take the risk when you have the opportunity. Because if you don't do that, you don't know what is your full potential you can be. So I think, you know, when the opportunity comes, take a risk and also get your full potential as much as you can. And also choose the company like AstraZeneca, which can make sure that you get the resource, you can be yourself, you know, in the workplace and do a great job.
All right. That's great advice from you. And, you know, you may be humble about it. I think you're a successful woman.
Thank you very much, Clarissa. Point taken.
All right. We've been speaking with Jo Feng, Area Senior Vice President, Asia, AstraZeneca. Jo, thank you for the time and the sharing. I enjoyed the sharing very much.
Thank you, Clarissa.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.